or any shit like that.
Well, they happen. Bad shit happens.
Yeah, yeah. But it's we're not like, because I like the a lot of Vietnam guys, a lot of Second World War guys, and all that were pretty mostly like they weren't into going to watch war movies. They weren't into.
Oh, I don't know. I've never been one. Maybe they fucking loved it.
From my understanding, that was more rare. It was rarer for them to be like really into it.
But we love it because we're living vicariously through the fucking
exactly
story.
Because we haven't experienced it, so we can't like
I come across this weird thing. So if you've got a little kid, right, and you have, so they've noticed that little boys will fight more than little girls. So like they've realized that girls sort of they have this, they work on their fine motor skills. So they develop fine motor skills quicker. That's why girls develop quicker, like they can write quicker and stuff like that. It's because they're just good at doing little things. And then boys, if you watch boys that are like two, they generally hit more than girls. It's like, well, why are they doing that? Why are girls naturally? And you can, like, I guess it's nature versus nurture, but this is a fucking two-year-old. Like how much can you say that has collectively happened enough that they can find data points on that?
Yeah.
So well, that's what are you questioning?
Like Dad Sad talks about all the time where he's like, in Sweden, they did all those things with the most gender neutral things possible. And it's just,
but I'm living that out now. Like there was like, I can't, someone like my partner was like, oh, can you like pop my blackheads? I'm like, yeah, sure. And I just couldn't. Like, I'm just not good enough. At, like, I just don't have
pop
fine
blackheads.
Well, and then just shit like that. Like, I'll just be doing little things. Just like, when it comes to doing little shit around the house, I'm just like, oh, can you please do this? But then when it comes to big shit, I'm just like,
And it's like a trade-off thing because you both go, yep, you do that part, I do this part, but and we both like different things.
And like little boys develop like the ability to move their body. Like that's why they hit more. It's like the only reason why my shoulders are bigger than a woman's shoulders is because all utility of my body comes from how hard I can hit. And that's why big hipped women are more attractive than non-big hip, like little hipped women. It's like, well, when one in three fucking babies died, you wanted one, like, sorry, women died when they were giving birth. Like a lot of women died giving birth. It fucked them up a lot of the time. You know, like you'd need one with big hips because they're the ones that are going to survive. Imagine how many people were just stuck with a baby just like, oh, Jesus. Like the mother's dead. What the fuck are we going to do with this now? For a long time.
To the river.
Yeah, like they just, what can you do? Like who's looking after, like that sort of shit. Yeah. So it's like those kids are like, they're developing those things without
any influence anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's very true.
Got there.
No, because we were talking about those like kids' movies and things like that where they're putting that message of like finding yourself and you know, believing in yourself and all that kind of thing. But no, very, very true.
Yeah.
I find it interesting those little differences because they're very broad. That's what it is. Like they're broad terms. And whenever somebody goes, oh, but my niece, look at this and look what they're doing. It's like, yeah, there's the exception. There's always the exception doesn't break the rule. The rule is just a general thing.
Yeah, but it's a bell curve. Like if you saw it, it'd be like a little bell curve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most things are the bell. That's what's his name? Old cunt, very white, good writer.
Fucking all of them.
Charles Murray.
Oh,
Charles Murray wrote a book in 1994 called The Bell Curve.
Yeah,
and that was pretty much about the application of the bell curve to most things. And there was like one chapter on race and IQ, which was got him in a lot of trouble.
Mm.
But he was just like, but it's the...
But Jews have the... Like, but there's always the overlap. Jews have a higher IQ.
Yeah, that's... But
than
that's,
the standard folk.
Yeah. And there's an interesting thing too. This is where Jeffrey Miller, the guy who was on Rogan's podcast recently, is worth looking into because I don't know much about IQ.
Yeah.
But I've seen him talk about it and he's a big believer in evidence for IQ and its usefulness and things like that. But he's just like, the problem is like IQ doesn't dictate achievements.
Well,
it's just as represented as like smarts, but really it is just like a level of comprehension.
Yeah, it's how well you can learn.
Hmm.
It's your capacity to think.
Muhammad Ali had a IQ of like 74. Yeah. So,
but that's the thing though, man. It's like, from what I've read of this, it's like you can, there's sort of generalized IQ and generalized intellect, and then there's specialized intellect. So anyone, when you read about like IQs and things like that, it doesn't really matter. You can work on something. If you have a lot, you need an IQ of 90 to be able to, this is what they reckon, you need at least 90 to be able to comprehend instructions. So if you can sit down and you can read instructions and not just go, bleh, you've got an IQ higher than 90. And like, to the point that you need a certain IQ to get into the American Army. And the American Army isn't turning people away for a reason. Like, they've thought about it and gone, all right, this is the bare minimum. Because if you get people lower than this, you can't give
them complex instructions.
And it's just going to, we've worked so hard trying to put them together and make them into a collective conscious and make them into this force to be reckoned with. And if we have these dunces here, they're just going to bring it down. Like, they're going to start fucking with the shit. So they need this level of intellect. And it's like, if you look at someone that becomes a lawyer or something like that, they're going to have a higher IQ just to be able to sit in the like university room, like in the lecture room, and just comprehend that. But then they also need that IQ just to deal with the stress and all the demands of the job. Like, they're just going to have to be switched right on. Where like, that doesn't necessarily mean if you're like a labourer and you read or you can specialise on a certain topic.
Yeah.
You can retain one thing.
That's it. There's there's respect for the best. It doesn't matter who they are.
Yeah.
Like, I got a relative who's a fucking, I won't actually say, but like very high up legally.
Yeah.
And the older he's got, the more I've sort of hung out with him a little bit more and stuff.
Yeah.
And we just, our common ground is just people who are specialized.
Yeah.
Okay. Who are really good at what they do. And it's like taken like to the point where we're just looking at a crane operator in Sydney. And I'm just going, that's great. Like, it's windy today.
Yeah.
And look at that small space that he's taken that.
Yeah.
That thing. And that's what I mean.
Do you understand how dogging and the thing works? Do you know what dogging is?
I know that, I'm pretty sure in the UK that means, pulling up on the side of the road and your wife just lifts her skirt and just lets men finger her and masturbate on her.
Oh, that's dogging. So, yeah,
if you want to look into that a little bit further.
Yeah, cool.
There you go. No, God. Please elaborate.
So, doggers are just like, doggers earn huge amounts of money. So, they do like hand symbols.
Have they got
like
big knotted cocks?
I don't know, man.
Sorry.
They do like hand singles. They do like hand signals. And they have radios and stuff. So when we use the crane at work, we have to use them twice a year. There's just be like a dogger there just going like half down, half down, half down. And so they control it. So the crane driver's, he can't even see what he's doing. He's just controlling the levers. And then there's someone up on the structure just going, all right, like a millisecond, like how many, like this way, that way. They have like a weight. So like they know when they're putting it down.
Yeah.
And they know if there's enough tension. So they can like, calculate how much tension they need to keep it tight, but like sitting close enough that you can screw it on, and like it's fucking,
that's impressive.
It's very impressive. Like, I've had a crane driver at my work drop a pipe that went down like four levels, so almost the whole structure down, like this tiny hole. Like the hole would have been maybe a meter by 2 meters, so it was like that around, and he's dropped it down from the other side, like from the other side of the structure, and just a dogman just at the top, just like going like a mil to the left, and a mil to the left.
Just trusting that and going.
It's fucking good, man.
That's
very clever.
That's what I mean. Like, that's where you want to be in life, I think, is being I don't care. Not caring about any other status other than, are you good at what you do? What is the thing that you do? All right.
Yep. Well, that's the weird thing about dominance. Like, dominance in lobsters, it's who's strong enough. But this, like, we're not, the world that we live in doesn't need dominance anymore. It needs competence. Mm. Like, you look at the people that are just really, really rich, like the richest people you know, like they'll probably be doctors or lawyers or something that's really fucking hard. So they're at the top because they're just working their cunt out and they're just really fucking good at what they do. So it's like easy to talk shit about rich people.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, they're not doing, but they're the one building houses. They're the ones renovating their houses. They're the one investing.
I had an argument with somebody recently, actually, because he made a, well, not an argument, sorry, but it really, threw a spanner in the works for me, because he came up and he's like, oh, this show on, and you know what they called themselves? Self-made millionaires. Oh, unbelievable. And I'm just like, what? It's like, they all had hands up, the rich parents, all that sort of thing. And I'm just like, okay, I don't know if this is true, but the generally held belief is people who win the lottery either lose most of it or all of it and regret it, and it ruins friendships, relationships, and all that sort of thing. That's the generally held belief.
Yeah.
So if that is true,
yeah,
doesn't that mean that even having that hand up puts them in a position that it's hard to hold on to?
Yeah.
That it's hard to hold on to that? Like, I don't understand
you lose value for it then. Yeah. You're not as hungry. Yeah, it's like this weird... I know what you mean.
But I do go like, these people
are... Like easy come, easy go sort of thing. Like, I've met trust fund babies and they're just like spending money because they've got it out of nowhere. Yeah.
But people who have actually made money on top of that do have something.
Yeah, because they know what the value of a dollar is relative to their time.
Yeah.
They know exactly. Like, I know exactly how much an item is compared to my time. Like, if I buy something, I'm like, all right, this is how much my hour's worth. Is that worth that much of my time?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's, I do, So it's
I think like that too. And I read something recently where I'm like, the idea was presented that maybe that's not the best way to think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Is in terms of like a paid per hour, but more in paid per like project, whatever it is. Like sometimes this thing itself.
But that all depends on what sort of job you're doing as well.
Well, yeah, that's right. Like as far as like personal development goes, like this thing here might not make you that much money, but it will kickstart you into something else, which it's going to put you, you know, you work on your talent stack, getting skills. So it might be worth it overall, even though you've got to sacrifice.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all, I don't know, all very convoluted shit.
Yes.
What the fuck were we talking about?
Fuck knows.
Doesn't matter.
Define convoluted.
Like messy, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it sort of says wordy. Like a weird gas almost. It's all convoluted. Like it's all
trash.
Yeah. You could break it down to a much more simple thing to present it.
Because it's trash.
Like a big cock.
Mm.
So we haven't said many jokes, so I'm just saying cock and things like that towards the end of the episode to try and make it up for it.
Jesus.
But we'll make some jokes next week. We'll do something. Jacob will come back. We're going to bring Master Trick Judd.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He'll come and join us. We're going to have Adam Skyping in as well. There's going to be lots more to come. We're going to need to think about this heel turn thing. If you've got something good, email us at adamandmilk@gmail.com, like some potential like heel turn things. We've got a few ideas in the works, like maybe some like promo videos, so some stuff like that, like not sketches, but you know, all part of the character. Anyway, cheerio, bye.
All right, night.